The final case was presented by Dr. Debu Tripathi and addressed a new issue in breast cancer treatment, namely the management of cancer relapse in patients who've previously received adjuvant trastuzumab.
This is a 45-year-old woman, a store manager, who's diagnosed with a 2-centimeter grade 2 cancer, 2 of 16 positive lymph nodes, ER, PR negative, HER2 positive. She receives AC, paclitaxel, along with trastuzumab, completes a year of trastuzumab. And a year later, after completing all of her therapy, she presents with headache, fatigue, and mild left hip pain. And at this time, a brain MRI is showing multiple enhancing lesions in the cerebrum and the cerebellum, ranging from 1 to 2 centimeters without any mass shift. The CT scan shows at least 6 hypodense lesions in the liver, ranging from 0.5 to 2 centimeters. Bone scan shows increased uptake in the thoracic lumbar spine, left iliac bone, acetabulum. And plain films of these areas show subtle sclerosis in these areas. She goes on to receive whole brain radiation. We've been grasping for quite some time what to do in the clinical scenario of progression with trastuzumab. And we don't understand the mechanisms of resistance to trastuzumab, and we actually have very little in terms of clinical outcomes after resistance develops to trastuzumab. We just have phase 2 data or really retrospective registry type data. When resistance develops, however, there is likely to be signaling bypassing the HER2 receptor. And the development of kinase inhibitors has allowed us to explore blockading other receptors, particularly the HER1, HER2 heterodimer. Lapatinib is a drug that is a potent kinase inhibitor to both HER1 and HER2 heterodimers, and was initially brought into the clinical arena in patients who had refractory disease. And all of the responses were seen in patients with HER2-positive disease, but really the responses were only in the 7 to 10% range. In this particular case, however, this patient has brain metastases, and we have learned over the years that patients with HER2-positive disease have more aggressive disease, a predilection for metastasis to the brain, and as we have protected patients from systemic progression with trastuzumab, and trastuzumab being a large molecule which does not penetrate the blood-brain barrier well, we have seen a higher incidence of brain metastases. This has now been reported by numerous investigators. Small molecules do have the ability to cross the blood-brain barrier. There is evidence that lapatinib crosses the blood-brain barrier. In fact, in a small study that looked specifically at patients who had progressive brain disease with HER2-positive disease, a small amount of efficacy was seen with 2 partial responses reported by Nancy Lin at ASCO last year. And so in this particular patient, that's really one additional reason to consider a therapy such as this one. Now, if the patient is having local therapy for brain metastases, again, I think the other trastuzumab-containing options are still a possibility. But again, this probably adds a little more rationale for using a drug such as this.
A couple quick questions about lapatinib. Aman, we presented a case here, or Debu presented a patient who had had adjuvant trastuzumab, prior trastuzumab exposure. Assuming lapatinib were available right now in a patient who was trastuzumab naive, who had metastatic disease, how would you incorporate lapatinib in the algorithm?
I would use it with capecitabine as it was utilized, and it is available through the expanded access program. Most of the people can register into that, which is relatively easy, and have access and offer that type of therapy. Because I think I would not continue trastuzumab and just give her capecitabine. I would switch her to another biologic agent.
Hal, and the patient who's trastuzumab naive with metastatic disease.
If she was naive, I would have just treated her with the taxane, and I would have treated her with trastuzumab.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our speakers, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for highlights of a case-based satellite symposium held during the San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium.